Welcome to CNN 10, where upheaval in Venezuela is the first story we're explaining this Wednesday. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. On April 30th, conflicting reports were coming out about what was happening in the South American country. During a protest in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas, Juan Guaido, the opposition leader who in January declared himself the new president of Venezuela, said, quote, "Operation Freedom has begun. We're going to stand here together asking and demanding the military to join." CNN reporters called this an escalation of Guaido's efforts to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. What we don't know is whether this amounts to an attempted military coup when the armed forces take action to change a nation's government. Guaido's ambassador in Washington says it's not a military coup. He called it a constitutional process led by the Venezuelan people and said there'd be more events in the hours and days to come. A Venezuelan government official also said it wasn't a military coup, but he told the Reuters news agency that it was another chapter in an attempted civilian coup led by Venezuela's opposition party and supported by the U.S. So the question here is, have members of Venezuela's military, which have largely supported President Maduro, now joined forces with the opposition protesters who want Maduro out of power? At the time we produced this show, we didn't have a clear answer on that. We'll keep you updated on what happens in the troubled South American nation.